You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a gentleman who was driving down the highway at a very high rate of speed. And suddenly, a state trooper on his motorcycle, who was hiding behind a billboard, pulled out and pulled him over. With a big smile on his face, the trooper walked up to the car and said to the gentleman, "I've been waiting here for you all morning." And the man replied, "Well, officer, I got here as fast as I could." In the continuation of the Christmas story in today's gospel, Luke tells us that the shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem to pay homage to the newborn king. Luke doesn't tell us how fast they were going, but apparently as fast as their sheep could run. Obviously, they must have been very excited at the news that they had received from the angel. And as we all know from our own human experience, when we get excited, we tend to get in a hurry. As we begin a new calendar year, we usually hear many people say, "Where has the time gone?" Seems like just yesterday, though it's been 14 years already, that everyone was anxiously preparing to withstand the dire predictions of the advent of the new millennium. We survived. Time flies. We all say time and time again. Unless, of course, we're waiting in line at the checkout counter or listening to a long-winded preacher. Then time seems to stand still. As we begin this new calendar year of 2014, it might be a good opportunity for each of us to take a closer look at our life speedometers to see how fast we're going. Chances are many of us are traveling too fast, in such a hurry and going at such a hectic pace that indeed we do lose track of time. When we're going in haste, it's easy to forget that the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing in the kingdom of God is to live in the present moment, in the here and now. For that is where God is most present, in the present. And that's the good news, the gift of Christmas, that God is here in our midst, in the present, in the here and now. Isn't it ironic that in ancient cultures, no one had a watch, but everyone had time? Now everyone has a watch, but no one has any time. We have all kinds of modern technological conveniences to save us time, from microwave ovens to cell phones to fax machines to self-serve gas, fast food restaurants, and our computers. At the beginning of this new year, the state of Illinois is increasing the speed limit on some of our highways from 65 to 70 miles an hour so that we can go faster and presumably save some more time. But in spite of all these time-saving devices, we all complain that we have so little time. It's not that time is moving faster, but that we are moving faster. One of the often asked questions in daily life is, what time is it? In the kingdom of God, the time is always now. As St. Paul reminded us today in our second reading, when the fullness of time had come, God sent a son born of a woman. As we honor that woman today, let us recognize that fullness of time is not the past nor the future. It is now, the present. Let us continue to strive to learn to live fully in the present moment, because that is where we experience the presence of God. For to live fully in the present moment and in the presence of God is to live in what we have traditionally called the state of grace. It is indeed to have a little taste of heaven on earth, for heaven is the eternal now. And so as we look forward to another new year, let us seek not to go in haste, but rather let us resolve to slow down a bit and take just one step at a time. For it is in between the steps that we find God and where our life finds meaning. As Luke tells us today, as all these events happened to Mary so quickly, she began to reflect upon them in her heart. She teaches us to ponder, to reflect, so that we can see God's purpose in our lives and experience and feel the hand of God leading and guiding us. And so tonight, let us give thanks for the past. Let us have hope for the future. But let us always try to live fully in the present, in the presence of God, born of Mary, who has indeed come in the fullness of time. Happy New Year.